better than those.
TVV.
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 It's Fox 6 sports director Tim Van Voren on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN. Tim Van Voren is brought to you by The Ticket King, your local and most trusted source for Green Bay football tickets. Visit theticketking.com or call 414-273-6007.
What does Tim Van Voren, Fox 6 Sports, TVV, three-time Wisconsin sportscaster here, of all that's going on, what does he want to lead with? What's the one statement he wants people to know more than any other thoughts he has? TVV, what is it?
Wow, Homer, that's a power-packed intro and a kind of a loaded question. I think you have to be discussing the Brewers first and foremost. They're in the league championship series, and obviously no one expected them to be there, and now no one expected them to be there very long because of the way they looked in their first two games in Milwaukee.
They have all year talked about taking a lot of pitches, working the count, the pain to pitch to. They have not done that in these two games. I'm assuming the whatever stats they have, analytics, said you got to go against these pitchers early in the count or you can't beat them. You think there's any truth to that?
I would assume you're correct because I wouldn't think you would change your entire approach and then stay with it for a second game. It'd be one thing if, okay, you guys are a little jumpy or whatever in game one. Come on, we're going to do something different in game two, or you got to get back to more discipline. It seems like this has been a philosophy to try to attack these pitchers and that has not worked at all. And also, the Brewers' model all season long has been, aggressive on the base paths and take that extra base and steal a base and put pressure on teams. And you can't do any of that. You can't get past first base if you can't get to first base. So they've just really kind of been neutered in the way they want to play baseball.
I'm counting and betting on a Game 3 win because that has been the nature of this team this year. When it looked the worst, they somehow have found a way to respond. Maybe that should have occurred in game one.
Well, game one would have been terrific to steal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're at home. You don't say it's stealing. You're supposed to win your home games. But the way the thing was going, as terrific as Snell was, you easily could have still won that game. Easily is too far to stretch. But you could have won that game, and they got out of themselves. They weren't disciplined there. Bryce Turang wasn't disciplined in particular in that last at-bat. And then that one gets away, and they were never in after the home run, but top of the second inning, they were never in last night's game, never in it. I would suspect they won 97 games. They're not going to roll over in Los Angeles. I'm not sure they're going to win two in Los Angeles. I think they can win one in Los Angeles, and if they could possibly get the series back to Milwaukee, it would be very interesting.
Yes, that's not how I would bet yet. And the discussion will occur after the series about the difference in money. But the reality is that the Brewers could buy one of these pitchers, and then they would be playing at about, $150 million. They still would be way under, not even close to the Dodgers, the Mets, and the Cubs. But I do understand fans that would like Adonisio to do a little bit more because he could. The numbers are huge for the full contract, but you can get one of these guys for $30 million a year, right?
You can. Obviously, Brandon Woodruff makes less than that, but noted, they're a pitcher shorter there. At the beginning of the season, though, you didn't think a $30 million pitcher was going to put the Brewers over the top. You didn't think one $30 million pitcher was going to be the key for the Brewers. I can see going into this season with the expectations that they had with, this kind of being the lineup they've put together and the roster they've put together. I don't know that it kicks up next year or not. They have such a good, strong farm system. They're going to be able to bank on some of those guys.
Yep.
Do they need to go out and supplement with a big money front of line rotation guy? I don't know. And people are, Freddie Peralta's not an ace. Well, you know what? Freddie Peralta's the Brewers' ace. That's what he is. He's not Blake Snell. I mean, he's not Blake Snell level. He's not Yamamoto level when those guys are on. But why denigrate him? He is the Brewers' ace.
No, I think he's an ace. You don't have to be the best ace. He's definitely an ace in baseball. Yes. And
for sure,
not
he is.
Just
for
the
sure
Brewers. I would say probably, I don't know, 15 teams. All right, I want to get to the Packers because the defense has gotten worse with Micah Parsons. The more he's played, the worse has it gotten. I expect it to get better. I think he was a great addition. I think he's a great player. But no one can argue the defense with Micah Parsons the last couple of games. Can they?
I think Micah Parsons was a good addition. I think they will get better on defense. I think they'll figure out a way to make all this work. I cannot figure out, however, though, cannot even fathom, Homer, how they had one sack of the Bengals, Joe Flacco, the other day. How? Joe Flacco's 40 years old. He's joining a team that has a, you know, purportedly struggling offensive line. Mm-hmm. You're at home. You're coming off your bye, and you get one sack in the fourth quarter? How?
Even though I admit he's releasing early, but so what? What's your answer then? What?
I don't know. Micah Parsons has been across the line. His penetration has been fine. You would think at some point he's going to, you know, he's going to get a sacks in bunches kind of game.
Somebody would.
Something like that. But if he's not, exactly, why isn't pressure on the other side getting home? Gary or Enigbare or Van Ness.
That's why you're on the show to explain why.
I can't explain it. And this is my point about the Packers. Now the pendulum's kind of swinging back to, well, see, the Packers actually are good and they only have one loss and, you know, they haven't lost to the NFC and all this. To me, the national pendulum at least seems to be swinging back a little bit. Here's what I'd say about the Packers. Statistically, they look great. Just look at the pure statistics, offensively and defensively. But when you watch them, Homer, the eye test, something is missing for this team this year. That's what I would say. It's only been five games. But something is just generally missing in overall, like, control of a football game, offensively or defensively. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. The sample size has to grow, I guess, for us to see if that continues or if it changes. But to me, statistically, you got Micah Parsons, you got plenty of talented players. They're not passing the eye test.
Yeah, I want to wow. You got this defense with Parsons, and you got an offense, I think, with so many weapons. Golden's clearly a weapon. Kraft is a weapon. Then you have all the, yet, you're right. You never go, since the first two games, they're kicking butt. You go, damn, this is hard, right? It's hard against the Bengals and an old man. Hard against the Cowboys. Hard against Cleveland. Help me. Help me, TVV.
I can't. And if it's that hard against those teams you talked about, some of those are home games, in October, it's going to be really hard the rest of the schedule with no bye and tougher teams waiting for you.
But they haven't, right? It is going to get better, right? I still believe. I don't know which. Go.
I don't know why it wouldn't get better. They have the talent. They have general health. They have a blue-chip player now. Remember, all they needed just a blue-chip player. They got Micah Parsons.
All right, TVV.
It should get better.
Hopefully, we'll be better next week. Thanks. I mean, a better team to talk about. Window Nation, 90% customer satisfaction. That's great. I mean, it's important that I like them. But if you like them and you've worked with them, October is here. And if you've got old windows, it's time to eliminate annoying drafts once and all with Window Nation. Right now, during the Brewers postseason, buy two windows, get two for free, plus pay nothing for 2 years, and ask how you can get a pair of tickets to the 2026 Brewers home game. They just keep adding stuff, and they can do it right now. Don't miss out on free windows, zero payments for 2 years, and Brewer tickets from Window Nation, proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Offer ends soon, so visit windownation.com to get suited. Off to Pato, right? Yeah, I got to get over there picking the Brewers to win game 3.